It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You said balls.
I don't like spam.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
The people won't know what to do with themselves. They're going to have to put his pretty face on the radio.
Almost sounds like Jack Kent Cook.
I love that, Dave.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to talk to Alan Butterfield, who is on assignment right now for the National Enquirer. That's going to be kind of cool. Maybe he's like in John Edwards' driveway or something.
His trunk.
Want to thank Noodles & Company for bringing some food by today. Noodles & Company is open 7 days a week. And currently has 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, and Noodles & Company is in the process of expanding nationwide. Very good. So go to noodles.com for an updated location listing for Noodles and Company. And without further ado, let's get right to it and speak to Mr. Alan Butterfield, who's been nice enough to come on the show again. Alan, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. The John Edwards latest saga, at least this is what I'm up to date on, and you can update me further. The latest is John Edwards' mistress, should I say alleged mistress? You guys don't say alleged in the Enquirer.
It's not alleged. It is.
Okay, and she's been receiving payments of $15,000 a month, and it's just that's the latest big thing to break. Is that correct?
No.
There's more.
But wait.
Yes, out today or tomorrow, the public has asked for a photo, and we've printed finally one of the photos.
Oh, so you've got one of the photos from now. The photo I'm looking at right now on the is John Edwards with the alleged love child, and he's holding. Are those the photos we're talking about?
Yeah, that's the photo that's coming out today or tomorrow, I believe.
Wow, and that's just and it looks like, and almost, is he sweating or something? He's got a bib on, or is he wearing like a sweater over a t-shirt? I don't understand that
picture. Birthing is hard work.
Is he?
Yeah, exactly.
He's been birthing babies.
That takes a lot, yeah.
You know, I get back to what I talked to you the first time about, Alan, the fact that this still has not, I guess in the movies you would say, gone wide. Why do you think that is? There seems to be still a hesitancy on the part of some of the mainstream outlets to go with this story. Do you have any theories as to why that might be?
I don't know. Jealousy? I'm not sure. everybody went wild with the New York Times with the John McCain and the Vicky Eisenman and all these other things. L.A. Times went big with the P. Diddy cover-up, remember, about a month ago, two or three months ago?
Right.
Then they had to retract that story. Everyone picked that up. I don't know. I can't speak for the other media members. This story has taken a lot of work, a lot of time, and most mainstream journalists that are lazy.
Yeah, we talked about that. I couldn't agree with you more. There really isn't that much investigative journalism in some of these outlets anymore. You're on assignment right now. What are you, in John Edwards' driveway, or what are you doing?
No, up in Santa Barbara.
And you have to be – it's on the QT, right? You do a lot of that kind of stuff, right? You can't tell me what you're really doing, can you, Alan Butterfield?
Well, doing the more John Edwards, Riel Hunter, following leads, and there's some interesting stuff that happened in the last couple of days again that you'll most likely read about next week.
Now, are you focused exclusively, you yourself, on this story, or are you working several stories along with this?
Yeah, several stories here and there, and I'm not the only reporter. There's several reporters working this story. There were reporters up here in Santa Barbara last weekend and throughout in Texas.
Do you see any signs of mainstream reporters trying to follow this up, trying to cover it, trying to get answers?
No, because I don't think they would know where to begin.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be, you've been on this for a long time. In fact, your sources, I'm fascinated with the way you guys work because you quote some of these sources, and obviously they're reliable sources when you're able to get a stakeout situation where you see him going into this hotel, you have advance intelligence. What is the policy of the National Enquirer as far as attributing stuff to a source? I mean, is it a standard policy that you just refer to them as sources, or do you like to go with a name as often as you can?
Well, you'd like to go with the name, but for example, and I'll use a real old name, if Elizabeth Taylor's maid is giving you information and you're saying Lucy Joe told the Inquirer that Elizabeth Taylor did ABC, more often than not, Lucy Joe's going to be fired next week.
Yeah, your source dries up right after that. Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, these sources, some are old, some, you know, they build, you know, you have a trust built with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the way it happens. I am curious about the Edwards situation. Is it true that you guys are suing the security guards that were at the hotel?
Well, our attorneys have talked to their attorneys. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
There's still a notebook that the hotel has yet to get back to us that their security guard picked up, and we found out that he wasn't doing decent things with, honest things.
Hey, Bethann, you guys have to shut up in the back room because you're bleeding over our lines here. And I'm not sure. I would just try to avoid the phone so we can talk to Mr. Butterfield a little bit more. Another story you're working on, Alan, is at least I saw you on a byline for it, was the Dr. Phil situation. What is the latest on old Dr. Phil and his marital woes?
Dr. Phil. This is a guy that I believe it's complete chaos over there. a lot of the people don't like working for him. You know, he's made millions. He makes millions of dollars a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have very reliable people saying that the marriage is crumbling.
Yeah, and you actually had pictures in this the Inquirer I was looking at today of stuff being moved out of his mansion.
Oh, no.
Very difficult to, you know, imagine this guy that tells everybody how to live their life going through this. But she makes there's some pretty nasty allegations about his behavior in this whole situation.
Right, right. I mean, it's going to be interesting if and when Dr. Phil, Robin actually goes through with it, from which we hear, and files for a divorce, and see what that does with his career. But like they always say, you know, the cobbler's kids have no shoes, so to speak.
I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball right now.
Magic Inquirer crystal ball?
The Inquirer crystal ball. First of all, before I ask this question, has the Edwards camp threatened any legal action towards you guys?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, and does it get to your level quick, or do they usually go, you know, to the, you know, the muckety mucks?
Well, I mean, if they have, we published three weeks in a row of stories. So it'd be interesting to hear the Edwards camp respond to something, actually, instead of that's tabloid trash.
And that was the part of my next question. Do you see this? I really would say after following this, because I've been very curious since we had you on the show the first time, it seems to me this guy goes into this denial mode or he evades the question. And, you know, the more time that passes, the more that is to his advantage. But obviously, you pit bulls are out there on this story and you're still doing some digging trying to, I guess, corroborate some things. Is that right?
Right. The funny thing is at first he gives the non-denial. That's tabloid trash. And then a week later, if we didn't do anything, another reporter would say, well, can you respond to this? And he would say, well, I've already responded to that, and I'm not talking about that anymore. So it's one of those non-denials.
Right.
Now, we all heard, a week and a half ago that he ran out through the kitchen or something like that of a hotel in D.C. when reporters were trying to ask him some questions.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing, you said the Main Street media, yes, but I know of some Main Street media, they're really close, and they're working on this story.
I have a question.
So it's not. So what you're saying to me is it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No, not with us. And you know, the truth will come out. It will come out in the end, and let's hope it comes out in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. But you can't really hide a love child. You know, Jesse Helms did it for 40 years.
Did it for 40 years. Yeah. That's
the gold standard.
But you're on it right now. And the fact of the matter is, you know, this. The way I look at this, you're talking about a guy that, you know, he was in the hunt in this thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, he was very significantly mentioned as a possible vice president choice for Barack Obama. You got to pay attention to this kind of stuff. And even if he wasn't picked as a VEEP, you might have him in a situation where he'd be in the cabinet. So I think, you know, we got to know more about exactly what's going on. And it's just, it's astonishing. You know, it's even to me, and I'm sure you look at these stories the same way. It's one thing if the guy is, you know, getting the old noodle wet somewhere, and it's happening, and it's maybe on the QT. This is, we're talking about payments of money to this one. We're talking about a love child. We're
people lying almost, about the fathership
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, almost like a second life. So yeah. I'm fascinated, and that's why we keep talking to Alan Butterfield, because I think it's a fascinating story. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, Alan, about the mainstream media, when they're about to jump on, is it like a professional courtesy? Will they get in touch with you guys and say, we're about to do this? Will they ever call you and like get you the backstory or anything? Are they in contact with you guys when something like this breaks, or are they just on their
some
own?
Some will, some won't. Obviously, you know, the L.A. Times won't. I think the L.A. Times, for example, has dug themselves such a hole that even if Edwards came out and admitted it, they may not cover it. You know what I mean?
Wow. Sure.
Now, the thing about you guys, and there's a little camaraderie here, because I would imagine you go to the cocktail parties and people are probably not going to be, you know, like when I go to a cocktail party and people say, I don't listen to your show, I listen to NPR. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, you know, I would imagine I read the New York Times, I don't read the National Enquirer. How does one Alan Butterfield go to work for the National Enquirer? How does that happen as a journalist? How do you end up with the Enquirer, which doesn't have the same cachet as some of the other newspapers in the country? How do you go about doing it?
Well, first and foremost, it was about money.
Right, right.
He had paid very well.
Mm.
And you know what? It's a pretty fun job.
I mean,
one day I'm staying at the Beverly Hilton, the other day I'm staying at Motel 6 in Nowhere, USA. Every day is different. And personally, as a journalist, I would hate to cover press conferences at town hall and, you know, doing a story about the mayor talking about a sewage treatment plant coming to the city.
I couldn't
agree
with you.
That's fine, but not sort of my cup of tea. It's sort of a high, you know, when John Edwards, I was trying to open the bathroom door, and reflecting back that night, you have to sort of chuckle. The vice president, vice presidential nominee, and, you know, he's holding the bathroom door on me as I'm trying to get in.
Those are moments.
Happen to every journalist.
Right. That's a moment, and, you know, I agree with you. I wish there were more guys at other newspapers or other publications that would do this. You mentioned it, and you said it in a nutshell. It's lazy. And I think as far as journalism in the United States, it has become more of a lazy enterprise where they spew out the stuff that is spoon-fed to them. And especially when you're talking the arena of politics, you know, and that's why I'm a little frustrated, and that's why I keep bringing it up about other people covering this. I'm just blown away that this thing has been really low-keyed by so many publications. Now, Alan, what else is anything else cooking at the National Enquirer that we might want to know about?
No, the Edwards story is coming out today or tomorrow. The public has asked for a photo. We're releasing a photo that we've, you know, been holding for a while.
Right.
And, you know, it's him holding baby Frances, his daughter.
Wow.
And it's a great shot. And, we're hoping one of these days he'll do the right thing.
All right. Very good.
One last question.
Go ahead,
you have
Rob.
Not put away your Enquirer crystal ball yet, when this breaks wide, what mainstream media source do you think will jump on it first?
Fox has already done some stuff.
A little bit. Yeah, Fox has done a little. They're walking a little line on it, though.
It's
it seems like they're being a little careful.
I don't think NBC will, because, one, a lot of their journos were at the hotel that night, and they missed it in their own backyard.
Oh, God. They were staying at the hotel?
There was a Television Critic Association convention that was winding down that night.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
But, though, again, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and there weren't too many people at that time. L.A. Times, see, the L.A. Times won't cover it because we beat them in the O.J. coverage. I did a lot of that.
Right.
And we beat them in their own backyard in the O.J. We scooped almost everyone on everything during O.J. And, the L.A. Times, I don't know.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of problems.
Well, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I'd love to have you back on the show. Well, this is really, you're a fascinating guy to talk to. And we see eye to eye as far as this whole issue of real journalism. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that there are guys out there that are, you know, doing some of this dirty work and getting out there and finding things out. And good luck to you. We'll have you back again soon, Alan.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
That's Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer. And,
he was even better this time.
Yes. He's good. He loves his job. Yeah,
go ahead,
Buzz.
I was just going to say, I was reading some speculation online that one of the reasons theorized that the mainstream media hasn't attacked this story yet is because they know and are fond of Mrs. Edwards.
But I have a degree in broadcast journalism.
Right. Yeah.
And that ain't the way the game is
That's
played.
That's not how it works.
And, you know, maybe in 1950.
It's just, I don't think, in the 50s and the 60s, there were different rules of engagement
but
anyway.
It's different right. now,
but
man.
But no, I don't see any self-respecting editor at any publication, right. you know, saying, hey, I like her, she's nice, we're not going
to
do this.
We're grasping for reasons here, and I wanted to throw that
well,
one out.
Well, one of the things I think you might be there covering their ass, mm-hmm. because they are worried about getting, you know, when you're reading an Inquirer story that mm-hmm. says, sources say, you don't have the sources.
Right.
So you can't print it because you don't know.
You attribute it
to the National Enquirer.
But
it's still dicey
territory. Yeah, it gets kind of nervous when you do that.
Let's
go
to Ben in Fairfax. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hopefully we can hear you with the phones the way they're working
today.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
Can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, that's great. I just wanted to say that this is deliberate. I'd say that his meeting with the Bilderberg Group in 2004, a group of all these media moguls and captains of industry, has a lot to do with the fact that they won't cover this. They want him for some purpose. I think that's pretty clear.
Do you hear that? Hey, Ben, I'm listening to you, but I'm also listening to Beth Ann McBride.
In the back room.
What could possibly... You hear her talking?
Yeah.
What could be causing that? I'd like them to disconnect crap back there.
I just tried something. Beth Ann, yell something right now. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's a problem with the fader for the screener microphone.
Oh, and since we started leaving her microphone
her
open.
Her microphone, it's not open, but the fader is up. Mm. And it's like a dirty switch.
So, Rob, would you be saying it's your fault?
You heard every word I said.
I don't think he would be saying that, actually.
You know, I'm not accustomed to that phrase. How does it go?
Your fault.
Not my fault.
Would you like to throw Ms. McBride under the bus and blame her?
Yeah.
Look, what is this? What's Buzz doing
saying,
over here?
Yes, he's he would. Not,
he would like
yes,
to do that.
He would like
you weren't enthusiastically condemning my buddy Beth Ann McBride here.
Not only
you?
That, I will put a down payment on the bus.
Oh, my God. So I guess you get your wish. You and whenever you want to talk to us, you have to come in, and we're going to not use that little microphone that's in there. All right.
Wow.
Hey Ben, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Now see, now
you be careful for those dirty switches. You never know what you're going to turn on.
Listen,
salt.
I know.
So Rob, you figured it out.
Yeah.
That's great. Listen to him. It's a totally different car connection.
Your clue.
You can hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I can hear you talking.
The clue was, as you said, that you could hear. I picked up on noise. I didn't pick up that it was Beth Ann and Joe.
Yeah, I heard them screening calls back
there's a problem with this module. I'll speak to engineering. Maybe if they reset this module.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but that corrects it for now. I apologize.
Ben, getting back to what you were saying, are you saying that Edwards met with a lot of these powerful media people and that's why they're not torpedoing him on this thing?
Absolutely. You're not going to find a whole lot of this throughout the media because of the fact that he is a media darling. I mean, he's liked by the media, and they know he's going to play ball.
See, nobody,
you know?
Nobody,
don't sell out the people who you know are going to play ball with you.
Nobody passed that down to me. I haven't heard that from our management here, so he didn't reach this company. I have trouble believing what strikes me as a conspiracy theory.
And doesn't the media?
I'm talking about
the
big media conglomerates. I'm talking about the big guy.
We work for CBS. You're talking to a CBS radio station.
We are the big guy.
That's true, but you guys aren't on TV every night.
You know, Buzz, in fairness to Ben here, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know, I agree with you, Buzz, that I don't think there are these conspiracies afoot.
Right.
But it does beg the question, mm-hmm. why is this not? I mean, it seems to
but
me we have
media...
facts, we have pictures, mm-hmm. and we're not waking up in the morning and going to the Washington Post or the New York Times
right.
and seeing this on the front page. This is a big player in American politics.
Wasn't the media harsh on him about the haircut? I mean, they've been
they were
harsh
horrible
on him.
To him before.
I mean, this
it's
is
a haircut.
This...
That's not the same thing as a love child.
Yeah, well, but you got to, you know, we'll have to keep our eyes
on it.
And what Butterfield says is that this thing is probably going to be going wide. Ben, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Conspiracy Ben.
I'm very curious about it. I've never seen a story that has this much magnitude, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of hovering
it
on
is,
the pages
right.
of the National Enquirer.
It's weird.
You don't see it on TV. You don't see it in the major newspapers. It's very weird.
I do think it will break. I'm just curious as to see what's the straw that breaks it.
Right.
And who is the first. Because once like ABC goes with it or CBS, then it's going to be Goodnight Nurse. Everyone's going to go
I
with it.
I think your theory of being careful and being lazy,
I think is huge.
Very much on the nose here. All I hear that the mainstream media is asking at this point is why won't you answer our question?
There also might be the issue of what I think Alan Butterfield alluded to. Mm-hmm. We didn't get it first.
Right.
So we're going to kind of poo-poo
jealous.
It. It's just the National Enquirer.
Right.
Whereas if it had been mm-hmm. an LA Times reporter mm-hmm. that got this story, it would be very significant.
You know, but if the AP or someone real picks it up, then he is going to have to answer to it.
Let's go to Heather in Fredericksburg. Hi, Heather. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. I love your show.
Oh, listen to this clear phone connection finally.
Yay.
Oh,
it's
the
Razor.
Tragedy that ensues when you try to make Beth Ann more part of the show. What's what can we do for you, Heather?
Could have told you that.
I was listening to your interview with Butterfield, and I was curious what you meant when you said keep it on the QT.
On the QT, on the down low. That's
quiet.
That's a QT. It's a quiet reference. The DL. You really got to keep things under wraps. That's what I say.
An expression we used in the '20s.
Kind of cool. Okay. Did you find it sexy and charming, Heather, when I used that term?
No, I was totally confused, and I was like, "It's the DL."
No, QT refers to Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, okay.
It's on the DL, Mike.
Quiet time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's what my parents used to say to me. It's quiet time.
Right.
It's quiet time. Well, have we cleared it up for you, Heather?
Yes, you have.
It was so troubling to you that you felt the need to actually call the show.
You've said it before, and I can never get through, and I was like, I have to ask.
Well, listen, I think you're very nice, and I would like you to call again, but keep that on the QT, okay?
I will do that.
Thanks, Heather.
Did quiet time follow the uncorking of a bottle? Mike, dear.
Your father's had a hard day.
It's quiet time, dear.
Please be quiet. I had a guy, I don't know if he's still working in the business.
This guy.
Larry Wax worked out in L.A.
He's a candle maker.
I know I fired the guy, and we became best friends after that.
Wow.
After I actually fired him, another one that I fired when I was a program director.
Really?
Are we next?
Larry was so funny. Before I even had children, Larry used to do a bit about the fact that when I had kids, and he did this whole routine.
What that would be like.
Children. With the woman shaking in fear. Be very quiet. Your father's had a long day. And he was also a Jewish friend of mine who used to do a bit on a sheriff in the South that pulled him over one time.
Oh.
And he said the only thing the sheriff didn't say to him, and he felt it coming out of the sheriff's pores, where he said, listen, you're a funny guy. I listen to your show down here, but you wouldn't be one of them Jewish fellas, would you? It's a little tribute to my friend Larry. I have no idea what he's doing right now. Maybe I'll talk to him in the future.
He hadn't fired him.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, open up the audio vault. Also, hopefully another chat and an update for Mr. Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Briefer than yesterday.
I hope
we'll take some of your phone calls as well and do a little phonorama. So that's three treats in one, and we have our first segment of the last hour of Buzz coming up. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. We'll chat with you and more fun and more thrills when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.